Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, I don't know if you're familiar with step therapy. You've probably lived through it, or maybe a family member. Illinois State Rep Anna Moeller is with us. She's from the 43rd. She represents Elgin. I'm so glad you're proposing this bill, Representative, because I think a lot of people have been through it. Tell everyone exactly what step therapy is.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on this afternoon. Step therapy is a practice that insurance companies use to manage their costs. It essentially requires a patient to fail first on a medication or a procedure before they're allowed to use a medication or procedure that's actually prescribed by their doctor. And it's a utilization management tool, as I said, that insurance companies use, and it's primarily in the interest of keeping their own costs down, not necessarily in the best interest of patients or their caregivers.
Yeah. Dr. Rodney Alford is the president of the Illinois State Medical Society, been practicing for 40 years. He said primary care doctors deal with this step therapy every day, and it's the bane of their existence. They don't like it as much as we don't like it. In fact, I've had doctors say, I'm so sorry, this is all your insurance permits. This is what you have to do. And in the case of my husband, Anna, I was telling John Williams, he had a very serious issue with his neck. He needed surgery, and they demanded he go to physical therapy first. And yeah, his surgeon is like, you will be paralyzed. If you were to even get in an accident or fall on the ground, you will be paralyzed. So yeah, because we were turned down so many times, he went to a physical therapist. Physical therapist said, there's no way, I'm not touching you. And so eventually we, after many appeals, had to have the surgery to save his mobility. And that cost $10,000 out of our pocket after the doctor gave us a discount. And there wasn't much we could do about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But unfortunately, a lot of Illinoisans have had similar experiences, as we've learned in crafting this bill and talking to doctors and patients and hospitals over the past week as we've toured, the state, talking about the Health Care Protection Act. We've heard from patients and doctors about people who are, people who are on chemotherapy because of a cancer diagnosis, not being allowed to use an anti-nausea medication that they know would work for them because the insurance companies are requiring them to use a different medication as part of step therapy.
And I've seen that in reading on this, I've seen that about Adderall. And I read the story about the woman who has multiple sclerosis. And every time they change something up on her, it impacts her ability to live life as she should be able to live it, fighting this disease. So talk to me about the difference between the state level and the federal level.
Sure. So the difference is that the state regulates fully insured insurance plans and any insurance that's provided through the state, whether it's the Medicaid program or state employee insurance plans, or in the case of this bill, statutorily it would apply also to insurance plans that are offered by local governments and school districts. So the only plans that the state cannot regulate are called ERISA plans, and those are federally regulated, and those are self-insured plans that are generally offered by a very large corporation or by labor unions, where they are funding the insurance themselves through a self-insurance plan. But any fully insured plan, any state plan, any Medicaid plan, those will all be part of this. They would all be regulated by the state and part of this bill.
And, of course, insurance companies are saying this is all important because they believe sometimes it's a waste of money. What do you think about their argument?
Yeah, I mean, insurance companies, I mean, we need insurance companies to operate. That's how our health care system works right now. But, you know, health insurance companies are incredibly profitable. And I find it hard to believe that banning these types of practices are going to have any dramatic impacts on the solvency of our insurance industry. Other states have already taken steps to ban this practice. Illinois would not be alone in doing this. And, you know, the insurance industry continues to thrive in those states. We feel that doctors and patients should be in charge of their health care, not insurance company, you know, profit motives. And as you mentioned, you know, in the long run, this can end up saving money in the system because people will be able to access care that their doctors know works for them, not have to fail on a procedure or a medication first that may end up leading them to have costlier medical care. So, you know, doctors, they go to, you know, medical school, they know what their patients need, they know how to practice medicine. They should be the ones in charge of providing the best medical care, not bureaucrats in an insurance company. Yeah.
Last week when it passed the House by 81-25, Governor Pritzker said with this bill, we're putting power back in the hands of doctors and patients. It now goes to the Senate. Do you think it's going to have success getting passed?
I think so. I think it will. I think we're sending a very strong bill to the Senate and a bipartisan bill to the Senate. So I don't see any reason why the Senate wouldn't pass it. This is, you know, as we've been traveling across the state, people understand this issue and want these types of reforms. It's going to create a healthier state. So, you know, I think the Senate understands that and will pass it as well. We've got a great champion with Senator Robert Peters sponsoring the bill in the Senate. So I'm very optimistic it will get
Thank
over the
so
finish
much.
Line and we'll have it signed.
Yep. Good. Thanks for the legislation and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Illinois State Rep. Anna Moeller from the 43rd. That's the Elgin area. The news is next with Lauren Lapka on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.